brilliant performance in the first half. Were you a bit scared in the second that you were going to not win the game?
Yeah, we were close.
We were close not winning the game at the end. Yeah, well, I think in 90 minutes we deserve to win. What we have done in terms of chances and concede few and the way we played, the gap between the first half and the second half is too big. And I remember a little bit what happened against Middlesbrough. It was quite similar, but today we were lucky to score goal the last minute. So in general, the performance was brilliant. In the second half, Swansea, I want to give them real credit. What good they did in the second half, and it was not allowed to pressing what we did in our game. In the second half, we used too much for the counter actions when normally in the second half we have to control more. And always it's difficult when 1-0 down. It's just 1-0, everything can happen. And but happy for the performance in general, for the attitude to the players, and for these 3 points.
How happy were you with Gabriel Jesus' performance, not just the goals, but his closing down, his general play, his all-around play?
Yeah, he made again a lot of things in terms of without the ball, with the ball. He make we can use him like a third man and give a good assist with David, with Kevin, especially in the second half. And he's a guy in the box, he's have the instinct to score goals. When he played with Sergio, they played both really, really well. So he's a guy who ran 90 minutes in the long balls. He's a fighter, he's able to win against taller central defenders, win the ball. And he's 19 years old. So that's why we are delighted, Manchester City delighted about what he has done until now.
How difficult is it for someone like Sergio to accept being on the bench when he's been such a focal point of the attack here? It's obviously a second game run for him. How difficult is it for a player of that stature to accept your decision like that?
It must not be easy, I understand that. But there are 5 guys in the tribune, another in the bank, and Sergio remains one of the most important players of our squad. And what we have done, what we have to do in the next period, Sergio will be so important. So he's going to play a lot of games. He's going to play with Gabriel, without Gabriel, and he's going to play. But today I decide to keep going with the 3 guys because they play good in the last games. Especially in Crystal Palace and today and West Ham, and I decided to continue with these 3 guys in front.
What was Sergio's reaction to this?
It was perfect.
It was okay.
Perfect. Don't worry about that.
I didn't know.
No, it's perfect. It's perfect. It's perfect. Of course, he wanna play, guys.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't play, is but happen all the players.
Gabriel said how important your phone call was to in him deciding to come to City. Were you aware at the time how crucial that would be to getting in here? And is that your usual thing, or did you do something different because you knew he was such a special player?
No, when we buy a player and all the managers in the world, so always we expect the best for our decisions to take the players. So we take a lot of decisions every 5 minutes, and a lot of them. And we take it and you judge that decisions, but always judge after, not before. And and sometimes we are right, sometimes not. But you have to take it. You have to continue to take it. And when we decide to buy that guy, we're so delighted because most of the big important clubs in the Europe want him, and he decided to come here. So it's a big sign for him, for us. And of course, we expect it. The best, because he's a striker for the national team from Brazil, and in Brazil national team is not easy to play. But of course, when you arrive in pre-season, you have time to know him, you have time to train and play with his teammates, and then suddenly arrive and you have to play immediately. And of course, it was just in 8 minutes against Tottenham. I thought, wow, that guy is create for himself. I think he's angry. I think he has desire. And he showed us until now many, many good things. And we are so happy for that because, of course, we need him.
And a similar question. When he's 19 years old, when he's come from another country, after playing all of last year, plus Copa America, he played all of last year, plus Copa America, are you even surprised by just how quickly
Yeah, sometimes when he came after finish the season when we were champion with Palmeiras, we spoke about that. So the last 2 or 3 years I never had a break, but in Brazil play a lot of games, and I said, take your time, come back when you feel here ready. And but he's 19 years old, Brazilian guy, physical strong. He needs few training sessions to be ready. He's a guy who told me, I'm never tired, always I'm fit, so I recover quick because he's 19 years old, because his physical conditions, due to his father and her mother, gave him this talent, and now it's just, to protect him, but everybody's a little bit surprised about his level.
Just on Jesus again, you obviously talked about the talent, but you hinted at it, that he was a fighter and he's physically strong. Is that what struck you most? He's so aggressive for a very young player who's new to a very physical and competitive league.
No, there are players with 19 years old where they are physically strong and they are not, and there are people with 27, 20 years old. So so every player has his skills, and that guy is in the box, he has some special. With the ball is clear with the first touch. With the second or third touch, he has to improve. And without the ball, he's involved there. So he's so intelligent when and how have to incommodate or to put pressure to the central defenders. He's 19 years old. That's why I was surprised. Sometimes with guys needs a lot of times to settle, to know the league, to know the teammates, and other ones is immediately. And that guy arrived like this.
With someone who's 19, are you happy to just let them play? Or do you think at some point you take them out of the team and put them back? You're more aware of...
No, we will see. There are a lot of games. Now he deserves to be in the team, but we will see. We will see what happens in the next games, because there are many, and we will see. We'll see.
The next home game will be versus Monaco. Did you have the time to have a look on the victory of Monaco yesterday against Nice? I know that you were at Paris last week. So did you have the time to have a look?
No, I was busy with Swansea. It was quite enough. So Swansea won the last 4 games, won 3. So Poclemena until now made an outstanding job. So, and I need that, how difficult it was. We spoke many with the players, how difficult it would be attack 10 players there, because Llorente go with our holding midfielder with Yaya. How difficult it would be patient. And unfortunately, with this kind of the way we played in the first half, we deserve to go to 2 or 3 goals. And after when that happened, the game is almost over. But 1-0 is never over. But now we have 9 days, eight until the next Monday against Bournemouth. So we have time to see Bournemouth, of course, and start to see Monaco. But my impression against PSG and what I've seen is strong, really strong team. They score a lot of goals. They physical. We have to go to the gym the next days.
Having paid a lot of praise to Swansea before the game, was your team selection a reflection of that, of trying to find a way past them? And with the improvements Paul Clement has made, do you think they'll survive this?
They know exactly what they have to do. against Arsenal, played for 4-2, lost 0-4, and after maybe thought about 4-1, 4-1, and Sigurdsson and the other wingers always narrow, you know, space between the lines, so Fer and Carroll is always there. They provoke to go wide, but there they go, four players there to close there. They are strong in the box. So what they do in the terms of defensive, be compact or something like that, really impressed. I saw with the game against Liverpool, we were in CFA waiting our game, and I saw 10 minutes, 15 minutes, said, wow, to attack that team will be tough. In those last days, I saw many games, and I say it will be difficult. But I think the team were prepared, really well prepared, because what I saw in the first half, they were excellent ready. So the way we played in the first 45 minutes was... it was what I want in my team. So being there, they have no option for them, and create that right, left, between the lines. So, but the second half, it was a little bit different. You have to improve on that for the future.